You are listening to
Friends Next Door. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Dan.
It's Mia.
It's Quan.
Take two. You guys don't know what that means. We often forget to press right buttons.
We've been doing this for how many years, guys?
Five years.
The amount of, I will say, it doesn't happen often, but every time, this is like.
There's something about today. I think we're just not.
Anyone that has done a podcast, when you forget to press record, oh my God. Thankfully, it wasn't that. You guys, we have recorded entire episodes, the whole thing, and we look down and we're like, oh my God, nobody pressed record.
That happened before. You're right.
Yes.
That's right.
Anyway, what are we talking about? So,
guys, we have a fun topic for you guys today. Now, I asked AI, are we in the age of monetization?
Mm. What was the answer?
Immediate, yes, we're living in the Google AI. Mm. We're in the age of monetization, of course. And I think some of us know this, some of us have thought this, but I really just wanted to talk about it definitively. Because somewhere along the lines between pre-COVID, COVID, and post-COVID, I've seen a drastic shift in behavior. Okay, I want to talk about it and then go into why, how, you know, are we living, let's answer the question, are we living in the age of monetization? How does that reflect in our daily lives? Mm. How that's affected us.
How it affects us, yeah.
And then what are some things that should never be monetized?
Okay.
So
to get started, I think we should define what age of monetization means.
So it's funny because both of you guys work in industries where you are monetizing.
We're all about
stuff. You're monetizing ad space.
Yes.
You're incentivizing, I don't know, or you're getting people to buy ad space.
But in our defense, we're encouraging like long form content with multiple ad breaks.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not knocking you. You know, listen, because of you.
The world goes round.
This is what we're talking about. Also, you're one of the major,
indeed,
you know,
the platform. Major,
the platform.
And the
big
the ads,
daddy,
the whole...
Google. Okay, they've been doing this for since the
tales all this time.
Google has been selling ads on Google.com, and then they bought YouTube, and YouTube is
without
the king
you
of this,
even okay? realizing. Before you even realize that they're selling ads, they've been selling ads.
Monetization has nothing new, right?
It's since, not new. Yes.
Since
yes.
Hollywood in the 20s.
Since print.
Since
y'all.
Print, right? Print was the,
the
earliest
printing press.
Monetizing the
stone
space.
Tablets.
Right? What do you need to monetize? Eyeballs.
Yeah.
Right? So that's nothing new. But what is new is now, if you remember, okay, Mia, you and I were doing YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Back in 2012. Or for me, but later for you, like 2015. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was still a very new career to embark on.
It was in the baby phase.
Not that many people were doing it.
And everyone that was doing it was still just doing it out of passion, posting their thoughts on YouTube. And then we came along, we're like, hey, we're going to make content that is near and dear to us, but also if we can get paid to do it and become our careers, why wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm,
right? And then now we don't do it anymore. But plenty of people do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so now it's become, not only are you encouraged to do it, but the moniker of influencer is totally accepted. Widely
also
accepted.
Known. Like that's known. A known thing versus like you were saying in the early 2010s, the baby phase, people are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is that?
They're like, so this is the sign that tells me that we are in a new age. When I was doing YouTube, there were 50-year-olds in my mom's or dad's friend circles, aunties, were like,
yeah, like you try it explaining what you do.
Yeah, they're like, that's not a career. That's like a niche thing. Like, that's nonsense. Those same people are actually now influencing.
They're getting into this space.
They're making YouTube videos.
Yeah. They are becoming influencers.
They're becoming
influencers.
Full circle. Like, what?
That is truly the trend.
Hypocritical.
But you know what? All the power to you.
Yeah.
And actually, it's the perfect segment, right? If you think
about
it.
I love it though. Yeah. Just the rise in this like more mature influencers.
Yes.
Especially,
I do think it's cool.
Yes, I do.
We'll get into it. Yes. But yes.
Like in a way, I do like the fact that let's say you're older and you want to change careers. This is a viable career now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do have wisdom or ideas.
I advocate this for older people.
Me too.
Why are you laughing?
Okay. I think
because I do think they have real wisdom to share, right? That people can benefit from.
I think that they have real and a different perspective. Yeah. And I think the age that you are also talking about, it's like not only, again, tale as old as time, people have always made money off of stuff, but now everybody can do it, not just like these cool people that know how to edit. Yeah. And also, you can talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like somebody's interested in everything, and it's fast and it's out there.
I actually think the older folk have much better content because it's actually entertaining versus like the younger generation that gets into it, but they've like already like hacked everything. They already, it's just stale now.
Do you think that there's more credibility if you're getting your information from like a more experienced
person? On the content.
I think it really depends. Because there's certainly old people too that are just like, cause so this is the thing about like monetization and social media, right? It's like the more you're incentivized to drive eyeballs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's very difficult for that not to bias what you do, right? Mm-hmm. It's really easy to fall into that praise dopamine like hit. So I also think older people are not used to the internet. And so I worry. It's more of a worry. I like worry that yes, the original point is maybe like, oh, like they have a lot of wisdom to share.
Yeah.
They bring a diverse perspective to this this age of like TikTok, like young people that are chronically online.
Right.
They're like, they like slow it down. But I also, I worry about it as well. This is maybe we talk about it, how it affects us, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's very difficult for anyone at any age, especially when you're new to the internet. You're like, oh my God, people are saying stuff. There's comments. I didn't know this. Oh, wow, a lot of people like this.
Can you imagine your dad starts becoming like a DIY home YouTuber?
I mean, it's going to happen.
That is the exact demographic I'm worried about.
It's going to happen because like it just takes a little bit where they learn how to record themselves. Maybe they say something controversial and people like it and they're like, oh, I could just keep doing this.
Yeah.
Put out this.
Yeah.
You know? Or like they're a little more savvy, they can get somebody to help them. For example, I'm trying to learn how to garden. So of course I'm going on Instagram seeing
there's
gardening
yes.
There's content for everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Made and totally new categories of
stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's like, right.
What are
that's
some
what
of the new categories?
Comedy. So
What do you mean comedy?
Okay, so there's a whole, like, you guys know, like, couples comedy? Like, couples creating scenarios, like POV husband, POV
yes,
comedy.
I do follow a couple
relatable,
of them.
Yeah. It's all super
they're
relatable.
They're super funny, yep.
Right? Now there's, like, son and father comedy. So reenact, like, American fathers skits. And sons skits, like, situations that you've been in with your dad. Like, hilarious things, like pulling pranks on your dad. Dad's beating their sons in basketball. Yeah, you would enjoy it. Man, like, this is like really funny, entertaining content. So now you've got a family engaged. This is their full-time job. They're merchandising. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what they did before. I have no idea. Is the dad retired? Is he still working?
But oh my God, good for them. It just sounds so wholesome.
Wholesome comedy.
That's good. That is wholesome. I'm just a skeptic.
So you are? No, because I'm also seeing all these like beauty influencers, right? Traveling with their moms and the moms are like, of course, on the older side, they're sharing their beauty tips. This is what they've been doing. And
so
I think it has legs.
The result is like, let's say I could just go to my grandma and be like, hey, why don't we start a
You've been talking about this.
Yeah. That would be cool.
You make dumplings.
Dumps
with grandma. You speak
gardening.
Chinese. I reiterate, like, we could have a viable.
Oh, it'd be so
totally,
channel.
Totally.
Yeah, so good.
Do I want to do that? No. But is everything encouraging me to 100%? All these platforms.
Can you talk more about your aversion towards this?
So for me, it's like, because we've been there.
Okay.
Like once you enter,
you've been through that.
Yes, right.
Same more though, but not because not everybody has. So same.
Oh,
more.
Okay. Yeah. So like Mia and I, you know, when we were doing YouTube, once you get into monetizing your content, well, you got to monetize to keep going,
right?
So that's a given. But once it's like you're in that mode of I'm a content creator, and it's not like you're providing a service; you're providing laughs.
Content.
Or teaching people, whatever, you're now in the system. So you got to keep on, It's kind of like what we do mini-wise, but we don't make any money, and nor do we care at the moment. This is like for y'all and us. But like, there's a lot of work. And at some point, you're only doing it for the views and clicks. Mm. Like, there is going to be a moment where your authenticity is sacrificed.
Do you think there's a way to do it without that?
No. Mm. For very few people, yes. Yeah. And I'm talking about for like, maybe like that extremely famous producer, Rick Ross. No. The guy with the, he's all zenned out. He's a music producer. He's
Benny Blanco?
No. Ruben. He wrote a book like art. Anyways, he's, if you look him up, it's this guy. He never had any training. He's the biggest record producer.
Okay.
Rick Rubin? He wrote like a book. I don't know. Like, anyways, I'm not in that industry, but he's like the guru and he's never had training. So somebody like him can be authentic because somehow he got to the top.
Mm.
He's already nothing to prove.
I think when you're on making your way to the top, mm-hmm. as you're starting out, whatever, it's hard to be super to keep your hard. Authenticity 100% because you got to compromise. Yes.
Because you're
there is some compromise there.
People's money to help you make content,
right?
And they want, there's a message that you need to whatever,
right?
Like
reiterate
or a product you need to sell. Because if you just are 100% authentic, you might not actually
you won't make as much.
You won't make as much.
I think the
or do it as quickly as you want, right? If you want to explode on the scene, maybe I'm not saying all the time.
No, I think this is a it's very difficult to do that in many aspects.
The platforms need to get paid first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, that you know, YouTube didn't come out of thin air.
Yeah.
People program, maintain, whatever. So, but it doesn't mean that people don't want to try.
Yeah, totally.
So now when you have people literally deciding, do I quit my job and become an influencer? Viable if I do this? I see that people can succeed. Because now there's enough evidence that people can succeed. But that's actually deceiving. Because you see that they have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Bots.
But how do you actually know? How do you actually know how much money they make?
You don't.
Right.
Unless they tell you. And unless some influencers do. That's a niche as well.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how to monetize on YouTube and look at how much I make.
That is true. Yeah.
That's a niche too.
So anyways, I think we're literally at this juncture now where this is not only a viable thing, but people are quitting their day jobs, getting into this space.
And kids growing up wanting to be an influencer.
That's like the number one career. I feel like that kids
my niece.
Be.
I think has said that at one point.
Every kid I know of my friends who is now a teen knows how to post stuff onto, like, record themselves. They're all on TikTok. They're, you know, it's just a matter of time before they find something that is viral and that, you know, gains traction. And then they're like, oh, I could keep doing this. They don't have to pay rent. They live at home. And then they blow up.
Yeah.
You know, or like That's you terrifying. See a lot of people That's moving. Terrifying. Moving to a much cheaper state, right? Because they're like, if I only need to make half of what I make if I live in a big city, why wouldn't I do that and stay at home? Like, this is a real viable thing, guys.
Mm.
Like, people, and it all of a sudden just like we came upon it, I feel.
Mm.
You know, I would love to monetize, like, I always think about this. I'm like, well, what can I monetize my hobbies? But then I go, you know what? I'd love to keep my hobbies my own. Right? I don't want to show, like, if I want to sketch or paint or draw or garden or this and that, like, I'd rather just keep it because otherwise I don't enjoy it as much. That's just for me.
Excuse me, sorry. It's difficult to not taint it.
Right.
It's difficult, right? It's not saying it can't be done. It's just...
Pickleball humor. Huge segment. Guys, how many memes did I send you?
Are you serious?
I sent it. Did you send it to me?
I was sending a bunch of pickleball. Yeah. I got to send you some pickleball
humor. It's like the first time tennis players play pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's like endless content,
Thomas
right?
Thomas sends them to me all the time.
Oh my God, endless content. Like, we're there, guys. So, it's interesting because... Where do you go from here? You know, do you see like people just dropping off in your workplace? It's like, is this becoming the joke now? It's like, oh, John just quit his job. What is he doing now? He's an influencer. Okay. And then nobody bats an eye. You know?
Do you see that though? And like around you, like people quitting their jobs to become a full-time content creator?
I see it.
You
because
do?
Because I think in the past, like when we did it, you have to do YouTube full-time to see any return.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because I had a day job. Now you don't actually have to have that because you don't have to employ editors. You can film with your phone. The barrier to entry has completely been removed, right?
But with a lower barrier to entry, there's always, I feel like the
saturation.
Yeah. And also it's much harder for you to actually make a living out of that.
I've seen people like one of my, you know, dear friends, you know, he started making TikToks less than a year ago. He's already up to hundreds of thousands.
Whoa.
And it's just his opinion about art. He's an art influencer.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And so he went from zero on Instagram to like almost 100 in like 6 months.
Oh my goodness.
He's really smart, eloquent, and he but he's not editing. I mean, he's literally just taping himself.
Yeah.
Right,
he's you not can talk for a minute straight elaborate. And then just upload it.
No, but that's also
his intellectual IP.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's his viewpoint. He's also.
Do you
an
think
expert.
He can? Do you think that can
is he
sustain
a
him for a
living?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
From that platform, I think his expertise makes him money because he's an art collector and an art expert. Yeah. But he just now he's an influencer, like, and an art collector,
right?
Unfortunately, I mean, what would I be an influencer of? Like Pokemon, like amateur
so,
tennis.
But did he,
you know,
did he quit his job to do the influencer thing?
He never had a job. He never worked a day in his life, but he's always worked. He just never had a regular job.
Okay, so he has a contractor-y type job by nature.
No, he literally collects art. He's an art collector.
And then he sells them?
But how does
Revenue he makes, I think, I mean.
He needs money to buy the art.
He's, you know, Jeff's really smart. He's always had, from when we've grown up, he was like a poker player, sports better. He's always like made money.
Okay.
Maybe he should make a TikTok about how he's done that.
Yeah.
Then people will be like, yo, I want to live that lifestyle. That, you know, he's got a sick apartment.
I'm sure
like some art makes some money, but like he's, you know, he's also done a lot in the past that's made money, you know?
Yeah. I personally have not known people in my circle who have quit their jobs, right? And then be an influencer and then made it. I have not. I've seen people like they were figuring it out already and then they got there. Or like, it's like it was part of their journey versus like, I'm going to shift careers like, you know, really quick, like, bam, right now. So
I've definitely seen people figure it out while work. I've seen them
it's more side hustles for sure.
Yeah, side hustle
people,
becoming main hustle.
A lot of people have podcasts,
right?
Including us.
You know what the funny thing is? Podcasts don't make any money, guys. That's the problem. Like, we haven't figured out the lucrative thing behind podcasts.
Well, in order to make money, podcast has to go on video platform.
It's like,
maybe we'll get there. We're trying.
But any case, so we're in this day and age now, and it's like some of it is cool, it's fun. Some of it is like discouraging because I'm like, now anybody can just quit their job. Like, we're losing, you heard this, right? Like, we're losing a lot of tradesmen, we're losing a lot of people that want to go into certain services, and now young people. Who they're like, wait, why would I go to college or why would I learn something when I could just like create funny content online?
I feel like, so in that scenario, I feel like so people are certainly questioning the value of college, which I understand. Student debt is horrible.
Sure.
But I think I think people are also not only considering, why would I pay to go to college? I could just be an influencer. But also, why would I go to college? I can make like a lot of money as an electrician out the door
too. Well, it's true, but they're not doing it. Like, you see, that's the thing. Like, people are saying,
trades not coming back a little
bit? No, like, they're like, we're losing tradesmen left and right. But guys, you could actually make good money doing.
Yeah. I think people are.
But why would they want to be an electrician when they could be an influencer?
It's not as sexy sounding.
But some people, it's probably true. More people want to be like an influencer than maybe like the trade. But there's a lot of people that are like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be showy. I don't want to be in front of a camera.
I think more people want to do that than
that's fair.
Right. Because it's again, like now you could monetize anything, anything.
I think it's more sad. Like you were saying before, mm-hmm. the loss of like authenticity and mm-hmm. just the genuineness. It's really hard when you've grown up in a generation where you're doing it for a camera a lot of the time, when you just do it for nothing. Like you almost have to say, oh, I'm not going to be posting this because I want it to be special. Like you almost have to say that because people by default expect you to post something. So I think that's like really sad. Like that's like
now that and like even like friends, there's family content now, like mom, dad, and kids.
Yeah,
that's a big one. A lot of people have gotten in trouble for it.
Sure, but like, they're wildly successful. What's keeping just any of my friends being like Felicia Thomas? Like, hey, we're done with this. Let's just make family content. And they can.
Well,
just put it out there.
They totally can.
There's also digital predators are also extremely real, and some people don't care, and they use their kids shamelessly, which is.
Or
so
their
bad.
Pets, or their
or
whatever.
Their pets, whatever. Yeah. But a lot of people, you know, a lot of people still put stickers on their kids and stuff that, and they reduce them because it is like a real.
Yeah, I feel like the stuff that you're using, like your kids or something, maybe just like showing your life, isn't as cool. Like what I do enjoy online is somebody created some cool content, like. Maybe animating miniatures. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool. Or even like you will watch like slime content.
What?
Yeah.
Say, what's that?
So people, there's content where people make slime balls and they make noises and they film it. And that's all it is. And she's like addicted to it. It's like an ASMR.
It's like an ASMR. It sounds
but
like an ASMR.
Slime. It's slime. And she bought them. And we're like, and she's like, yeah, I bought some slime. I'm like, and they make like crunchy noises.
Is this a new obsession?
No, it's been
I'm so confused.
Around for years. Slime.
I get that slime has been around for years, but
Mia, you got to go on the internet.
I guess I'm not online enough.
We're on different. See, here's the thing. Also, there's different corners of the internet.
That is true.
You could not know about these burrows of stuff on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
Because see, here's what's hard. So the oversharing, right? Yeah. The stuff that I think is like. Is hard for it's like decimating to society. Mm-hmm. It is. I am also someone that does. I enjoy a vlog. It's kind of cool to see like people's lives, and especially if they're doing it and like it feels like a more wholesome way.
Yeah.
But I also understand if people don't want to do that. That's like they're like this is my life.
I mean,
I
the three of us don't
want to
do that. We're not trying to share our lives all the time on you know social media. I think the really authentic stuff that actually doesn't make that a lot of money because you will watch people who only vlog about Disney. Right, so they have day jobs but they only do Disney content. They don't have their she calls them micro influencers.
They probably are right?
So they don't make money off of it. But they love it. And you will watch them if you like Disney, you will watch Disney influencers. But they haven't blown up. You know, it's so niche. Like,
yeah. It. You know what's interesting? Now that like, I feel like this next phase is, I see celebrities. We even see like, you know, like presidential candidates. They go to micro influencers sometimes.
Because their voice is more authentic.
It's more authentic. But see,
because you haven't been monetized. Exactly.
But even that is a little bit. There's a little bit of a. I'm trying to gain. I'm not. Maybe some people, I'm sure there's a place where it overlaps where, hey, I really actually like your podcast and it benefits me because it brings me this like, you know, genuineness, credibility. And maybe you are actually genuine.
Yeah.
But there's certainly now the door is more open to be like, oh, who are the micro influencers?
Yeah.
And like, how do I gain their credibility? And in that space, I could see it to be very, highly attractive to, wow, this Kardashian wants to come on my podcast. Oh my gosh. And that you'll see that episode is going to have like 2 million likes, right? Yeah. And all the other ones are like 10,000. Yeah. So it's very interesting, you know, that's in like an interesting kind of like nuance that has formed.
I mean, I just missed the boat because I should have just like been born later. All my hobbies would have been monetized. like Legos, video games. I mean, I'd be the perfect influencer. No, right,
hey,
now, you know?
Didn't we just talk about older, more mature influencers at the beginning of this episode? I feel like, I guess, if anything, we're like stuck in the middle. We're not.
Like right now, like we Gen could Z. All quit our jobs and do influencer. Better than what we did during YouTube. Like we can go on TikTok, we go on Twitch.
But then I'm just so I think
so what's keeping you from not doing that?
See, that's a good question. So here's the thing. I don't think there's actually there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money. I do think that I do think you gotta like reflect on like why what are your actual motivations and what are you trying to do? So for me, I'm like, there's very little I feel like that I can really put out on the internet to be like, this is what I add. Because like you were saying, and like what Mia was saying, the saturation of this of this world is so...
What do you mean? You know how to get a deal? You're expert negotiating skills?
So, but the thing is,
you upstate renovation... farm, so sibling humor. What do you mean? I literally just thought of eight avenues you could do.
So, but then it's like, then it's like
father and daughter humor.
But then it's like, see, you're the authentic. It's hard. The authentic.
My husband speaks Chinese. My
white husband speaks Chinese.
Oh yeah, no, sorry. That's important.
Like, it's also. It feels very. It's all showmanship. Like
sure,
it's all
100%.
Yes.
But that's why I
trade
like,
it for money though. Yes. Prestige, no, fame.
See, I'm like, it's not.
You don't find freedom in that? I make my own hours.
I think instead people expect I work 9 to 5, I'm gonna quit and be my own boss and make my own hours.
But then you end up working 24/7.
You could do what you love and it could be amazing, but I think a lot of it, like you were saying, it's a lot of work.
I think that's what people don't realize is the work that goes behind
I was
content
obviously
creation.
Playing devil's advocate. One thing was I was working like all the time.
Yeah.
Editing your own video.
If you're not working, you're thinking about work.
Yeah.
You're thinking about the next video. You're thinking about your next content.
Exactly. And then you almost have to like establish a 9 to 5 so you don't like, so you're not crazy.
Right.
Like,
right.
And so I'm not saying that like it's off the table or whatever. Mm. It just hasn't felt like...
I still don't mind it though.
But you see, like, but I think
I would want to be a. Yeah.
Wait, so then why haven't see?
No, that's what I want to be. What I want to do is travel content.
Yes.
So why?
Like, I want to.
What's that?
I want to take a group of people.
Yeah. You can do it
on a trip somewhere and like create a trip
but
for people.
That's a channel. That's content right there.
We already have our girl trip plan. It's ready to go.
No, we have the girl trip
plan. Oh my God. No, guys, I got it. The channel is called Mama Mia.
Oh.
It's Mia and her mom traveling in tandem.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Talking to strangers.
It would be
guys.
So good.
Oh,
see,
no.
Yeah, I'm getting a cut of this
no,
channel.
No, it would be so good because it's like the
if it takes off, I'm going to give you a cut of that.
I'm going to be your producer. No, you're going to hire me.
The annoyance that you let go through it all. And then
seriously.
Also like, you know, the reflection of being able to spend time with your family.
Yes.
But see, even this is like...
Mother-daughter content.
Yes, agreed.
POV, you go with your older Asian mom traveling, and then she does all the jokes and all the stuff.
So what I think could be cool maybe, is like if you just want to kind of capture stuff for yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're like, because I had these thoughts where it's like, man, I moved to New York and this was like, I learned a lot of things in this process.
Like a video diary?
Like
for
a video diary. And then like you just do it for yourself and then maybe it catches
like a voice memo?
Exactly. And a lot of people do this, by the way. Right. Like the video diary is a very popular format.
That's kind of what I was getting at is in this moment in time, the conditions are so ripe for you to actually consider this.
Yeah.
Because 5 years ago, your friends
would
still
be
like,
no one's going
to
watch you.
Yeah. Like, you did it. Because we know, for example, it was hard to gain an audience and you had to pay people to edit.
Mm.
Now, all the tools, like you could shoot, edit, mom can learn how to do it. Like, if they can operate Facebook, they can operate the Reels feature, right? So that's now people are like, wait, this is actually almost legit. Like I could half do this.
I still think that you need a certain touch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? To be, yes, the tools.
To make money, you're saying.
Yeah, like the tools are out there. It's widely available. Mm-hmm. Anyone can learn. But I feel like learning how to shoot, like that's not as easy as you make
but
it sound.
But also, it doesn't require it to be cinematically beautiful. Like, you could just turn... It's like, true. All that content is all just... They're pointing the camera at each other because the IP is the humor.
True.
And but your point of view. Mm-hmm.
But
right?
I think Mia's point, right, is like so getting... Since it's so easy, yeah. Now it's harder to make money. Yes. Anyone can do it now.
Sure. Anyone can do it now. But if you could race... Like, you can gain followers quickly now with TikTok, right? You could actually just, you know... Do it intensely, gain a bunch of followers, and then you decide where you want to take it.
You should create a conglomerate company of like all these. You're doing something with grandma. I'm doing something with my
mom.
You're
doing your dad. Okay, yeah. So it's
we're like a family.
No, it's friends and parents. guys, let's just quit podcasting.
Dude, what are we doing still here?
Yeah, seriously, like. Like, we love y'all, but you know, if I have to show another apartment again, like, I'm over it.
If I should talk another impressions and like...
Yeah. But you know what, though? With that, you know, we've seen like a lot of our influencer friends.
Yeah.
People then feel like, oh, because you're monetizing my view, I have a say in your content.
Totally.
Ooh, this is turning dark all of a sudden, I feel.
That's part of the reason why I don't want to keep doing it because... I don't want to have to deal with somebody. I don't agree with what you're saying, but then I'm going to not. So the threat of demonetization is real once it's you real. Rely on the monetization.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So how does that influence your thinking and your actions?
It's a double edged. Okay.
It's sticky, right? Because it's like, you probably are like, you feel responsible, yeah. right? A little bit to your audience. And that is almost like a sense of responsibility is a good thing. But then it's like, you have to be able to, I feel you have to go in to it so clear, like you have to already know I'm saying no to XYZ before you go in. And so if people don't like you, then you're like, they don't like me, you know. It's but it's hard. It's so hard
because now one of the platforms is Patreon. They literally just pay you for your content.
Really?
Yeah, Patreon.
So but a lot of people influencers, yes, like, but a lot of people also yes, but a lot of people also use Patreon because they get demonetized too.
But that's what I'm saying. Now there's other avenues, right? You can there's so many avenues to make money now.
Oh, you're saying like, yeah, it's harder with Patreon. Okay. I'm sure. Because then like, while your view is paying the influencer, it is much harder to get them to, you know, literally put the credit card in and pay you. Even though you're...
Oh, and then the other thing I just learned, Substack. I didn't remember what we were talking about. I didn't know what Substack was.
What is the monetization there? Sorry.
They're subscribing to your...
True. Your like written, like newsletter type.
Before, it's like, okay, remember back
in
the day,
guys,
okay, Quan, like back in the day, remember people were like, they were trying to sell you like how to be financially independent by doing a newsletter. You remember this?
Yeah.
So people were like, now you could just do a newsletter. And if you have ways of get, you can just be like, pay for my newsletter, bro. And people do that. Like,
I know, it's crazy.
I mean, I feel like that's what some influencers are also doing with a Patreon, right? And they basically are creating a more exclusive, more premium content.
Yeah. And it is.
In exchange of some of them are, money. So. Yes.
Like in the past, if you clicked on someone's profile, it would just be like, here's my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Now, if you click on their Linktree link, it's like Patreon. I mean, look, you know, the other one that we won't talk about, the one that, you know, the bad one.
Oh, I'm not in it enough.
Anyways, that one. Then they got like a million. Wait, here's my merch. Here's my affiliate link.
Oh, I'm like, yes.
They gotta make money, dude. That's
And then they go and create and say, here are my 20 income streams.
Yes.
Bro, it's.
Oh man, hustling, hustling.
You can buy my $5 how to become an influencer program. And then people just like,
that's true.
That's
that
really
is true.
Like,
it's do large. Okay, I do right one thing. I do create the I admire the creativity.
Yeah.
Though from like, cuz it's hard. It's hard to make
it's
money.
Hard. It is. It's so hard.
Guys. So anything that you think that we should just never monetize, never be able to monetize? Anything that you said something like children?
So, yeah. So that's that was my example. I think never is a strong word, right? So like, it's again, I'm gonna go back to it's hard. I like seeing babies. No. I love seeing babies on vlogs, but I do think there's a very
I haven't seen a lot of baby content. Is there?
It's not.
I watch a lot of baby content.
Whoa! Like, what I do. Is the content?
Well, so it's like there's a lot of mom content. There's so much mom content.
But
so
it's about It's like taking care of the baby.
It's like taking care of the baby. It's their life.
But it's not the baby though. It's not like follow my baby. It's like here's five things I do.
I have not seen that.
Some are like follow my
guys.
I think that's weird. So
do you see how crazy that is?
That's weird. I think that's bad. That's literally like you're asking for predators. Well, I
was thinking it's crazy because we used to make fun of people for flooding their Instagram with baby pictures, but now you can make money doing
it.
You can monetize our baby.
I'll answer the question for me. Uh-huh. I don't think like for me, children should be monetized. Yeah. I think that like puts it into a very slippery. So it's the same thing kind of with the child actor thing, right? Yeah. It's like then you're relying on your child as a revenue stream.
Right.
It gets blurry there. You just treat them like a product. It just gets blurry, and people love babies. You're gonna get a lot of views. Yeah. So then, I do think that it's like okay, if you want to put your baby like in the beginning, that's totally fine. And then people eventually take them off, right? Mm-hmm. But so for me, it's like babies.
Yeah.
And then also like hate videos. I think that sucks.
Yeah.
There's so much. There's a whole category of hate videos. Mm. They're monetized because people like it's like right the. People love to watch car crashes, that kind of stuff. That same intuition of like, oh, let me see all this hate, all the drama, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's horrible. That kind of stuff, people get monetized for that. So I just think that those are two.
I agree with those.
Like sections where like, you know, do what you got to do, make your bread. Like, you know, it's just like, it's not for me.
I might just have a kid and name him Monetize. Name one Cash Money.
I think pets are like cash, all free game.
But S with a dollar sign.
There you go.
I'm gonna register that.
Did you say pets? Okay. Pets. Everybody, I do see a lot of follow my dog. Oh, totally. Follow blah. And then the dogs talk to each other, quote unquote, on Instagram, but it's their owners. But they talk to like,
no, hi. I like, I have a lot of dog humor.
Spot
content.
Wants to say hi. We should do a meetup. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I think like you are rewarded a little bit if you make it funny and creative, right?
Totally.
If you just post a picture of your pet, no one's going to care.
People are funny.
They'll do a cutout of their pet. There's like pet memes.
Oh, totally.
I mean,
people are
cat memes. I love cat memes.
I actually have a good friend. Her dog like is doing really well.
Wow.
Without her trying.
Her dog is doing really well.
Is she doing anything special with the dog?
I think she is funny. She's also humble and fun. She's funny, but like brands reach out to her.
Yeah.
They get sponsorship.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And in the past, people are like, oh, if I want to like make money as a personality, I have to become an actor. And now you don't have to anymore. Exactly. You know? I would say, I mean, look, I think a lot of things should be deep. I think we should not have gotten to this point, but now we're here. I don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to get...
Unless we actively... We do something about it.
I think we're past that point. I mean, you can say like 10 years ago, people were unsure of this whole influencer space.
I think it's going to hit a critical point where you're going to lose people. People are going to realize, okay, this isn't
real.
All it's, you know, the glitz and glamour that it's supposed to be. So it'll be dialed back. But there's enough traction where this is now, it's now a career path.
It is kind of like a cool, it's certainly reduced the barriers to like, if you do want to do this, you can do it. I think that there's like certainly a really cool aspect of it, right? Obviously, like the three of us are doing podcasting and are interested in this area in some aspect.
Right.
But yeah, it is, there's a plateau or a
decline. I just thought of like some cool content. I didn't see. I have not seen this, but I'm sure like just thinking of turning anything into content, like remember when we have to do college tours? I'm sure there's somebody out there getting hundreds of thousands of followers being like, hey, I'm going to take you to all the colleges of this. And then
they'll ask the questions.
Show the campus.
Tell me what I should ask.
I'm just not going to college anymore. So I'm sure a college person seeing college tour campus.
I mean,
that's a no-brainer. It's probably like out there, right?
Right. Maybe.
I don't know why I just thought of that, but I was like, Hey, that's something that somebody can monetize.
How many content ideas have we come up with just doing this episode?
I am telling you, Miam, you should consider.
So I should continue taking my mom on a tour.
Yes, and then do like the scenarios with your mom.
Oh my God,
like
no.
POV, like going to a new restaurant with mom. It could be local too. You know what it is? You know how in Off the Grill we used to play old our parents?
Yes.
You are you. Oh and my you God, play you are mom. You and your mom. Oh my God. And she plays her sister.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is like, there's the girl that does all the Kardashian family, right? But it's your family.
Okay. If I was that talented. Okay, we'll continue this year, offline.
You will have, I'm telling you, this is going to happen.
Oh my God. All right, you guys, with that, I feel like we have gone through it all. If you liked it, let us know, and we will see you on the next one.
Bye.